This is JJ and Alex.
I made a name for myself. I told you I won't be denied.
As you wrap up your day, it's time to get your fix of the teams you live for and the sports you love. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The NHL is thrilled to be coming to Utah.
I think this crowd is ready for hockey.
What a goal! What an effort! Score!
The NHL is here. Let's go, Utah. We're ready.
April 18th, 2024. It's a day we will remember forever. An important historic moment in the history of this great state and in the NHL. That's right. The NHL is officially on its way. The NHL is coming to Utah. Thanks for listening, Jeremiah Jensen. Joined by Stevenson Sylvester today here on JJ and Alex. It's brought to you by G2G Bars. With all natural ingredients, no preservatives, and plenty of protein, G2G Bars are perfect for anyone who needs a tasty and nutritious boost. That's right. We have breaking news here today. If you haven't heard it already, the NHL Board of Governors have approved the sale of the Arizona Coyotes to Ryan and Ashley Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group. And the franchise will be relocated to Utah for the 2024-2025 season, which, yes, that begins in October. Sly, just let this soak in for a moment. Let that soak in. And as I let that, what is your reaction to that news that is feeling a little surreal right now? We're processing this. It's crazy. It's wild. I think if you asked somebody 5 years ago, they thought, no way. Would we ever have the NHL here? Well, guess what? Today is the day.
You know, we've been talking about it for weeks, and I'm such an optimistic person that as soon as the rumor hit, I'm like, all right, done deal. I was more excited about it when I heard the rumor than I am today because I'm already locked in. I've already been it. I've been going through this name scenario. I love what everybody's been throwing out as far as their ideas and their reasonings why and all of it. That's just investment from the community. So I absolutely love that. This has been an absolutely terrific event for the state of Utah. As you said, mark today in your calendars. This is a historic day. I cannot wait for hockey to come here. October. Fall is already great. Right?
It just got better.
You got Utah football. Mm. Some guys like BYU football, the other, but not me.
You can't help yourself, can you? On this day, I was all about hockey. You had to make it about the rivalries. Like, come on.
You got some of that going on out there. But you got college basketball starting. You got the NBA starting at the same time. And now we have NHL starting in Utah in the fall. Fall is going to be absolutely terrific here in the state of Utah.
Effective at closing, the approved transactions will result in the Coyotes franchise transferring the totality of its existing hockey assets, including its full reserve list, roster of players, and draft picks, and its hockey operations department to the Utah franchise. Those players, coaches, everybody is coming, and KSL Sports was there last night at the final Coyotes game, as those fans had a chance to say goodbye. And KSL Sports was also there this morning when the players did their exit interviews with the media and had a chance to share their thoughts on coming to Utah. And Sam Farnsworth was there. He's our guest on The Cut at 3 o'clock.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
He's been in Arizona since yesterday. He covered the game last night, as I mentioned, and he's there now covering it for KSL Sports and KSL TV. Sam Farnsworth joins us live from someplace in Arizona. I don't know where you're at right now, but you've been busy over the last 24 hours. I can't imagine the crazy ride it's been that you've been dumped in there and had a chance to do all this stuff with this team and get to know these players. So, Sam, I'll start with that. I just want to get your overall thoughts on what the last 24 hours have been like for you as you begin covering this group of players and coaches, as now they are the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah, it's certainly been wild, right? To say the least. It's been wild, unpredictable, I'll say that. Even though we all saw the writing on the wall, we've all heard the reports and seen the reports, and we knew kind of where this was heading towards this moment today where Ryan Smith officially acquired the Arizona Coyotes. But yet there was a lot of unpredictability there still, because there's a lot of Coyotes staff that even as of this morning just didn't know that much about their future, didn't know that much about what has been going on other than what we knew as media members. And it's really unfortunate, that side of it. But there's also a lot of excitement from these players. They expressed a little bit of a, sadness and sorrow for the fan base that they've played in front of for a long time. But every single one of them also expressed excitement about coming to Utah, coming to ready to accept them, coming to an ownership group that has a clear-cut plan for their future. Those are things that really excite them. And so, there's been a little bit of everything here today and last night, as we've seen the final seconds tick off on the Arizona Coyotes' tenure here in Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows kind of like being the man in the room, right? Like, yeah. Everybody, we've heard these rumors. I'm sure Arizona's heard these rumors. And to know that, even the staff doesn't even have that much of a clue of what's going on is absolutely crazy. But, with all this news going on, how was the game last night?
The game was pretty good. Let me talk about the product on the ice. The product on the ice was great. This is a hockey team that Utah's inheriting that has a very bright future. A lot of young, talented kids on that team. They scored 5 goals in their win over the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers are a team that are, firmly in the playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. And the Coyotes have now, I think they lead the league. They've scored the most goals over the last month of the NHL season than any other team. And we saw a lot of that on the ice last night. We saw the abilities that they have. As far as an atmosphere goes at Mullet Arena, an atmosphere as you can imagine with about 4,500 fans in attendance, right? It was interesting to hear the media and even some of the players talk about, wow, that was a great atmosphere. It was like a playoff atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And for me to hear them say that and kind of be like, that was, I'm used to 19,000 screaming fans in the Delta Center. I'm used to, 50,000 wild fans at Rice Eccles, 60,000 right. wild fans at mm-hmm. Lavelle Edwards Stadium. You know what I mean? That's what we're used to in Utah. And so for them to call a 4,500, 5,000, person attended hockey game in a small arena, a playoff atmosphere, was a little shocking for me that, it really has been that long since they've had a good atmosphere. All I know is that when they get on the ice at Delta Center, no matter how good of a hockey venue that is, when they get on the ice at Delta Center, they're going to have their pads blown off by the fans there, because it's just going to be something that they've never played in front of. And so it was interesting. So that aspect of the atmosphere last night was – about as good as it can get there. And you saw the excitement from a fan base that really wanted to hold on to this team. But the product on the ice, outstanding. And I'm really excited for that to come to Utah.
I'm glad you mentioned all that, because I wanted to get a sense for what these players have been lacking as far as leadership and ownership in that franchise, and how obviously that's going to change dramatically. Did you get any sense for just how poorly that place is run, and how great it's going to be for these players to have an owner that actually cares,
right,
and top-notch facilities and a home to play here and as many fans as they can pack in Delta Center? What's it going to be like for them to have the support that they deserve?
I'm a big believer that players, and Sly, you can probably attest to this, when you've played in front of just huge crowds at Rice Eccles, huge crowds in the NFL behind you,
it makes
as an
a difference.
Athlete, right? And that's what I would imagine. And so when these guys are on the ice at Delta Center and they've got 3 times the amount of fans just screaming them on and cheering them on, the adrenaline gets flowing more, the energy gets flowing more, and then the product becomes an even better product on the ice, which would equate to more goals, more wins, more fights, whatever you love about the hockey game, so I really feel like that boost in and of itself probably equals another 5 or 6 wins in the standings, and then the continued development of the talent that they have will equal even more wins down the road, right? So, yeah, I mean, the management, it's hard to tell, like, because they've done a good job at developing talent, getting homegrown talent through the draft. They've acquired a fair amount of assets over the next couple of drafts. They've got a lot of draft picks. They've got a lot of salary cap space. So there's plenty of room for Ryan Smith to go spend some money and try to get some star players to join this roster in Utah as well. So they've done a good job on that side. I think where they failed just immensely while here in Arizona has obviously starts with the ownership group. You know, in my 2 days here, it's been blatantly clear that the communication from the top, even to like the head PR staff, and then to the players, has been there's a massive divide there somewhere where there's just not communication. And when you're lacking that, when you feel like you don't have the trust or the support of your ownership group, and maybe even, you know, his top circles within the organization, then, you know, how does that make you feel as a member of the organization? How do you not walk on eggshells with your best effort without second guessing yourself or doubting yourself along the way? So there's clearly been a gap there along the way, but I feel like they've done a great job at developing and acquiring to this point. But again, we don't know if any of that business side will come over. What we do know, as you mentioned at the top there, Jeremiah, is that, you know, all the rosters coming to Salt Lake, but the business side, that's going to be up to Ryan if he wants to keep any of the current management or, you know, scouts or whatever in that process. I do like their head coach. I'll tell you this, Andre Tierney, I think he's a great coach. The players love him. And that's huge, right? For a coach to be kind of a player's coach, to have trust. So I think he's the right fit for this roster right now too.
Yeah, he's been impressive as we've been following the situation, the way he's handled it as a head coach to maintain their culture and overcome all the drama and everything else going on. And he's been a strong voice, and he's been demanding stuff from the organization because he felt secure in the fact that he had a contract. I've been really impressed with him. I can't imagine Ryan Smith or whoever's going to be in charge here not retaining him as the head coach. I think he'd be a perfect fit here. And I look forward to people here in this market getting to know who Andre Tourney is. The question next I wanted to ask you, Sam, is, and I don't know if people, let me give people a background on you. Before you came here to Utah and joined us here at KSL, you worked in Colorado, and you have years of experience covering the NHL, which is pretty valuable at this point for you. You covered the Colorado Avalanche working in Colorado. Can you share some of your experience with that and what people here can look forward to having NHL hockey here in our community?
So that's certainly a very proud franchise and a very proud fan base in Colorado. And, you know, the first year that they moved from Quebec to Colorado, they became, from the Nordiques to the Avalanche, you know, they go to the Stanley Cup Finals. And so they were winning right off the bat. They had pieces in place. I'm not saying that's going to happen in Utah, but it gets me kind of excited to think that maybe there's a smaller franchise that had pieces in place, made the move to the right market, and found success right away. You know, the Avalanche won two titles in their first 5-6 years in the NHL in Colorado. And then, of course, we know they've won one more recently. But the fan base is passionate, and they understand the game. They've taken the time to educate themselves on how the game is played, you know, and to just understand how to be fans of the game of hockey. And I think in Utah, we're not going to have a problem with that. I think people will catch on quickly, but take time to understand the players, to understand the culture of hockey, and kind of embrace that and let that become a part of your culture as a fan too. And it'll just make the experience that much better. And, you know, the stronger the support from the fan base, it just makes the atmosphere and just the whole overall experience that much better. And so I'm excited to see how it develops over the years here in Salt Lake City, how it grows and becomes our own thing, right? But yeah, in Colorado, it's certainly like, I think most people would assume that, and everyone in Colorado knows that it's definitely a Bronco state by a lot,
right?
But the Avalanche are number two in that state. Make no mistake about it. As well as the Nuggets have been the last couple of years with an MVP in Nikola Jokic and things like that, they've always been number two. And that's because they've won games too, though.
Yeah, I love that. And everything you said, especially their transition into Colorado, is the same as the Golden Knights, right? The Golden Knights have had success the last 4 years in their transition and their expansion into the market, you know, winning a Stanley Cup, going to a Stanley Cup, you know, so no holds barred. It could happen here in Salt Lake, especially with the support with all of that. But what was your experience like? I've heard some interviews, especially what you've put on Twitter since last night, talking to the guys. What was the overwhelming feeling talking with the players? You know, some of them had some experience of Salt Lake. Some of them haven't. Leaving Phoenix, what was the overall experience talking to the players individually?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, some of them, or actually all of them, they expressed their sympathy or empathy, you know, of what the Colorado fan, or excuse me, the Arizona fans are going through right now, having, mm-hmm. you know, to lose their franchise. And so they understand that some of these guys, this is all they've known. They went through the minor league system. You know, their AAA affiliate, so to speak, their AHL affiliate is in Tucson. So it's just a couple hours down the road from Phoenix. So a lot of these guys have been in Arizona for quite a while, and they understand the culture, at least in the hockey circles here in the state, and what it means to them. So to be in this situation where they're kind of the middlemen here, you know, they don't have a say in it. They're on this roster that's moving. They kind of feel bad. But every single player that I spoke with, you know, and some of these guys, they talked about the impact that hockey had on them mm-hmm. as they grew up. And I said, well, can that have that on a market that's never had the NHL before? And every single one of these guys, they're like, absolutely. And we hope it does. We're excited for that. You know, Josh Doan, one of the young players on the last 2 years old, a kid that grew up in Arizona. His dad is an Arizona Coyotes legend, played 20 years here. He grew up here in Arizona, went to Arizona State playing hockey. He was a third round draft pick by the Arizona Coyotes and plays for this franchise now. He understands what this team means to this organization, but he was the first player to say, we are excited to go to Utah because we know the fan base is excited for us and we know that the owner has a plan. It's cool to see these players. They understand it. They understand both sides of it. You know, they feel sad behind, but they're super excited for what's ahead. Their goalkeeper, Connor Ingram, this is a guy who's tied for the league lead in shutouts this year. He's played especially strong in the back half of the season. Connor Ingram said that he loves Salt Lake City. He drives through every year. They take a couple of days and stay there in the off season when he drives home to Canada. Nice. They go from Arizona up through Salt Lake. And so he says he's really excited to go up to Salt Lake and he loves it. And he's happy to be able to play hockey there. So just, you know, we've only talked to maybe a quarter of the team. But guys that we've spoken with, they all have expressed their excitement to come to Salt Lake City and play in a brand new market.
Sam, they announced, and then people listening right now that don't know, as far as the name of the team, the mascot, the jerseys, the colors, all that, that's to be determined. In mm-hmm. fact, Ryan Smith says they most likely will wait on that and they will play their first season without a mascot or brand. Your reaction to that, do you like that they're waiting or is it going to be weird and awkward to see nothing there? I think that Utah Hockey Club works for year one.
I agree 100%. You know, I would rather them take their time and call it Utah Hockey Club or you know, just Utah or whatever they want to call it for a year to make sure that they get it right the first time and the only time, right? Get it right. And the NHL is super supportive of that decision, too. They get it. And they understand that the timeline here, especially the pace at which this has all happened and transpired, that it leaves a really short window for Ryan Smith and you know, his staff to make a decision on a name, on a color, on a logo, all that stuff. And to rush into that, so to give them a whole year to do this now, I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, embrace Utah Hockey Club or whatever they end up calling it for a year, cheer them on, and then we'll get even more excited in a year from now when we know what the logo is, the uniform, the color scheme, and all that that goes along with it.
I like the patience. I love everything about this. I'm so fired up for this. I think everybody listening is too. This is going to be awesome. Sam, before I let you go, tell everybody where they can find you today on TV. We've got you're very busy this evening.
Yeah, we've been all over the place. We'll be back on again on KSL5 at 5 p.m. and then again at 6 p.m. with the latest of what's been transpiring with this new new hockey team coming to Utah. We're definitely excited about it, and we'll be hearing from some of those players that we spoke with this morning in those segments on at 5 and 6.
And I'll be joining you at 10. We'll have extensive coverage of this coming up throughout the day on KSL TV, kslsports.com, where there's some great stuff as well. On our social media, you've also done stuff with Kyle Ireland that everybody can go check out. You guys have been all over this story. Great work, Sam. Look forward to hearing your reports tonight and learning more about this big move, this historic day in Utah sports history. The NHL franchise from Arizona is moving to Utah, and we have NHL hockey here in Utah. Sam, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
It's good talking to you.
All right. That's Sam Farnsworth, KSL Sports, KSL TV. Great stuff. He's been down there, and what is
enjoying
awesome about
some
him?
Good weather.
Well, of course he is. I doubt he's wearing a sweater.
Right. I am. I always freeze up in here.
Well, it's a pretty nice sweater you got going there. The Utah Man of My brand here.
Hey, it works. It works.
This is a master businessman over here wearing his brand. I love it. But Sly, is someone who knows branding and brands and understands business, your thoughts on the team waiting to brand this franchise? I think it's great. I think it's the patience makes a lot of sense.
I'm with Sam on that. His whole thought process is exactly how I thought. And one, for me, I'm going to grab all of this regular Utah hockey club, whatever it is, grab all that gear. I'm going to throw it in the box. Yeah. Open it in 20 years. It's going to be worth some stuff. So
for sure.
For nostalgia reasons, this is how the hockey team first started out, you know? And so, like, I'll definitely do that, man. I'm so excited for all of this. I love the patience, especially if there's no reason to rush. Take the time. I love what Ryan Smith said. He's like, this is going to be a very important thing, and I don't want to change the name after we do it. Yeah. So let's take the time. Find out these colors, find out these things. Because one of the best things that we've done here at KSL over the last couple of years in the off season for the Jazz jerseys. I'm not even a Jazz fan, and I participate in the voting of the Jazz bracket jerseys because I remember what the old school jerseys were like.
Yep.
And the new school jerseys over the year. I love that. And to know that there was so much thought put into the Jazz logo from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s to the 2000s. And just a different trajectory of the logo, of how it was presented. I absolutely love all of that. And it was one of my favorite things to participate in that competition of which Jazz jersey should win. And so I can't wait to do that for hockey.
To your point, branding matters.
Yes.
It matters right out of the gate.
Everything, yes.
So you can think of some branding that's fallen flat lately. The Washington Commanders. Terrible. Right? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't hit. The colors, and nothing works there. It just doesn't work for anybody.
Does it bring that?
No one's buying Washington Commanders gear. Like
You're in Washington.
I don't even think people in Washington are I'm dead serious. When you know you've nailed something and found something cool is when you have the name and the jerseys and everything available ready to go, and people can't get enough of it. They're like, wow, that's awesome. Oh, that looks cool.
I think that comes with winning, too. Because the Redskins used to win. And so now...
Well, they had a brand back then, but obviously they can't continue that brand.
It's like if the Steelers changed theirs. Right?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's
a great example, Sly, because they nailed it with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's right. Steeltown.
Right.
That makes perfect sense. The logo is very Pittsburgh. The blue collar feel to everything is very Pittsburgh. The black and yellow is Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's great branding. Even the Green Bay Packers, something that doesn't make any sense, is very unique to that area.
Cheese, Wisconsin, yeah.
Meat packing, I mean, that's what they do there, right? It's just everything makes sense with that. They've got to find something here. And this is crazy because we haven't dealt with this before. The Utah Jazz were here in 1979. Real Salt Lake in 2005. You got to get it right.
Right.
And Real Salt Lake, I think, was kind of like, really, for a lot of people, but I think it's grown on people. I love the colors.
Took time, yeah.
Love claret and cobalt. I love that. But there is part of it where, yeah, you do have to have success and win, and a lot of your brand and image comes from their performance on the court, ice, or field. But you got to start with the right look and feel, and there is an opportunity here to do that with an NHL franchise here in Utah. Don't rush. Give it a year. Wait for it and get it right. And when they get it right, it'll be the Utah Yetis. No. Utah Blizzard, Utah Yetis, whatever.
Put a stamp
we
on
all
it.
Have our ideas. Let's let it marinate, though. Let's think about it for a while. Let's let
year.
It play out.
We got a year.
Let's
folks.
See this team on the ice. Maybe right. that'll help us. I don't know. Maybe there's an identity that can grow out of this team next year. Either way, the idea that we're sitting here having this conversation, Sly, is surreal.
Mm-hmm.
This is a historic day in Utah sports history. If you're just tuning in, the NHL is officially coming to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors have approved the sale and relocation of the Arizona Coyotes franchise to Ryan and Ashley Smith. The whole Coyotes look, feel, business, all that stuff stays there. Essentially what they're doing is they're giving Utah a brand new NHL franchise while purchasing the operations side, the players, coaches, scouts, GM, all that staff.
Of an established.
All coming here ready to go to play hockey this fall, and it's so dang exciting. And we're going to break this down all day long. We've got some great stuff coming your way. One of the best, if not the best, hockey writers in the country, Greg Wyshynski from ESPN will join us. He's got some very interesting info, a lot of detail that you'll find interesting. He'll be here at the 5 o'clock hour. Our resident hockey guy, Jay Stevens from the Puck Report, we're working on getting him at 5:30, so we'll love to hear what he has to say as somebody who really is tied in to the hockey community here and how much this means to the hockey community here in Utah, and much more details on what division they're going to play in, what are they going to do at the Delta Center, all this stuff. John Gambadoro, we're going to hear from him, who has been covering this team since the very beginning as well, and Ryan Smith himself you'll hear from. So stay tuned for the next 2.5 hours. And then all the way up to 7 o'clock, you're going to hear all this content as we cover this historic day. The NHL is coming to Utah. It is now official. We'll have that and a lot more details coming up next on JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Listen, everybody.
Real-life hypotheticals to get your brain churning. As JJ and Alex ask, would you rather...
Welcome back, JJ and Alex. Would you rather? Jeremiah Jensen, Stevenson Sylvester, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Golfers, you don't want to miss Uinta Golf, their multi-vendor demo and fitting event this Saturday from 10 to 4 at Mulligan's Golf and Games. This big one-day event is your chance to demo the hottest new products, meet with golf manufacturer reps, and get custom fit for your new clubs. And all purchases all backed by our 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to theworldwidegolf.com and book your custom fitting today. This Saturday at Mulligan's Golf and Games. Get there. All right. Some breaking news here before we get to, well, this is part of our Would You Rather. I'll incorporate it. We'll have 2-1 here. We got to hurry, though, so because we got a break coming up. But let me get to this stuff. First of all, before we get to the Winter Classic Would You Rather, I want to throw this out there. So news is breaking that on Tuesday, applications were filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for trademarks on the following names: Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah HC, and Utah Hockey Club. Thoughts?
Okay, Blizzard. Patents.
No Utah Yeti or Yetis was filed with the U.S.
Neither
Patent and Trademark
Snowman,
Office.
Neither Snowman, neither. I'm pissed.
Maybe somebody owns that one. Just throwing that out there doesn't mean anything. That just means that was filed on Tuesday with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. That is significant. So, those of you who love the Utah Blizzard.
I do like the Blizzard.
I like the Utah Fury as well. I think that's pretty cool. But... Pretty sure it's going to be Utah Hockey Club next year. So, of those names, can't pick the ones you like. Of those five, would you rather be the Blizzard, the Venom, the Fury, Utah HC, or Utah Hockey Club?
For, like, right now?
Forever.
Oh, Blizzard.
Agree. Blizzard, it's the Blizzard for sure.
I like the Blizzard.
I do like Utah Fury. What?
Somebody owns it already.
Owns the Utah Yeti?
Utah Yeti's trademark in 2023.
Oh.
So if you want to, I can say who it is, but.
I got billions of dollars. I can buy that bag.
But it's been about a year in the making. Somebody's owned it for a minute.
Smart. So that would have to be purchased.
Who's got insider information?
A deal would have to be made to acquire that trademark and patent.
Jeremy, is it low-key you?
I wish I could make some money. I could be that guy in D.C. who squatted on every Washington football scenario, what they wanted.
Gosh.
I love the Utah Blizzard. I've said this on social media yesterday. I love the Utah Blizzard. Make the Yeti your mascot and incorporate it into the Blizzard logo.
Okay, I like that.
I love that. With some cool colors, some like purple and blue and white.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
That's already there with the Jazz.
Ice. You know, it just makes sense. We already have the purple with the Jazz. I think that that...
Well, it's the semblance, right? It's the same with the Steelers that we were talking about. You got the Pirates, the Penguins, and the Steelers all... Yeah. All the same color.
So for both of our major four, not trying to exclude Major League Soccer, disrespect Real Salt Lake, right. The Utah Warriors, all the professional teams we have in this market. Of the big four leagues, to have our two teams that are in those big four
same color
share a connection like that with branding, I think would be ingenious. But I could totally get on board with the Fury. Mm-hmm. I do like that. Good stuff there. Okay. So something for you out there to kind of chew on a little bit, that those patents have been filed for just this Tuesday. One more would you rather. Now that we are an NHL market, the Winter Classic, it could come here in a December or a January, like a New Year's Day. Unbelievable opportunity here to have a Winter Classic game. The question is, where would you host it? Would you rather... I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the Winter Classic at Rice-Eccles Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Lavelle Edwards Stadium?
What?
Or a brand new state-of-the-art Major League Baseball stadium?
Oh, I'll take that, too.
At the Power District.
I'll take that, too. Anything, we don't have to go, you know, past the corner of the mountain over there.
I'm just throwing this out there that, you know, Ryan Smith is a BYU.
I understand
booster.
That.
You understand that. Ryan, there could be a...
If
a
I
connection
could
there.
Sit down at his table, I would vie to keep it here in
and
Salt
there's more,
Lake.
There is more seats at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
It's hockey. You don't need that many seats.
Yeah, well, if you saw some of the Winter Classic games and how many people come.
Oh, I've seen it. I've been in Pittsburgh.
It's nuts.
They've had it in Pittsburgh.
So they had it in Heinz Field. Where
they
used
had
to be
it
Heinz Field,
outside
right?
of Heinz Field.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where did they host it?
It's in the parking lot. It's a big parking lot.
They had it in the parking lot?
Because it's in between the baseball and
I see.
And that stadium. But that's where they held it.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it was awesome.
Mm.
It was awesome.
You know what? Of all those three, I do not care as long as we have it. How about that? That's my rather.
Take it there.
Let's just take it.
Oh, you take okay? the easy road.
And the fact that on April 18th, 2024, we're talking about hosting a Winter Classic NHL game because we have an NHL team is blowing my mind right now, but it is real and it is happening. It is so cool. We're going to continue coverage of this historic day in Utah sports history. The NHL is coming to Utah. It is official. More details on that next. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Listen, everybody. Real-life hypotheticals to get your brain churning. As JJ and Alex ask, would you rather?
Welcome back, JJ and Alex. Would you rather? Jeremiah Jensen, Stevenson Sylvester, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Golfers, you don't want to miss. You win a golf. Their multi-vendor demo and fitting event this Saturday from 10 to 4 at Mulligan's Golf and Games. This big one-day event is your chance to demo the hottest new products. Meet with golf manufacturer reps and get custom fit for your new clubs. And all purchases all backed by our 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to theworldwidegolf.com and book your custom fitting today. This Saturday at Mulligan's Golf and Games. Get there. All right. Some breaking news here before we get to... Well, this is part of our Would You Rather. I'll incorporate it. We'll have 2-1 here. We got to hurry, though, so because we got a break coming up. But let me get to this stuff. First of all, before we get to the Winter Classic, Would You Rather, I want to throw this out there. So, news is breaking that on Tuesday, applications were filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for trademarks on the following names: Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah HC, and Utah Hockey Club. Thoughts?
Okay, Blizzard. Patents.
No Utah Yeti or Yetis was filed with the U.S.
Neither
Patent and Trademark
Snowman,
Office.
Neither. I'm pissed.
Well, Maybe somebody owns that one. Just throwing that out there doesn't mean anything. That just means that was filed on Tuesday with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. That is significant. So, those of you who love the Utah Blizzard.
I do like the Blizzard.
I like the Utah Fury as well. I think that's pretty cool. But pretty sure it's going to be Utah Hockey Club next year. So, of those names, can't pick the ones you like. Of those five, would you rather be the Blizzard, the Venom, the Fury, Utah HC, or Utah Hockey Club?
For, like, right now?
Forever.
Oh, Blizzard.
Agree. Blizzard, it's the Blizzard for sure.
I like the Blizzard.
I do like Utah Fury. What?
Somebody owns it already.
Owns the Utah Yeti?
Utah Yeti's trademark in 2023.
Oh.
So if you want to... Well, I can say who it is, but...
I got billions of dollars. I can buy that bag.
But it's been about a year in the making. Somebody's owned it for a minute.
Smart.
Smart.
So that would have to be purchased.
Who's got insider information?
A deal would have to be made to acquire that trademark and patent.
Jeremy, is it low-key you?
I wish I could make some money. I could be that guy in D.C. who squatted on every Washington football scenario. What they wanted.
Gosh.
I love the Utah Blizzard. I've said this on social media yesterday. I love the Utah Blizzard. Make the Yeti your mascot and incorporate it into the Blizzard logo.
Okay, I like that.
I love that. With some cool colors, some purple and blue and white.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
That's already there with the Jazz. Yeah.
Ice. You know, it just makes sense. We already have the purple with the Jazz. I think that that...
Well, it's the semblance, right? It's the same with the Steelers that we were talking about. You got the Pirates, the Penguins, and the Steelers all same color.
So for both of our major four, not trying to exclude Major League Soccer, disrespect Real Salt Lake, right. The Utah Warriors, all the professional teams we have in this market, of the big four leagues, to have our two teams that are in those big four
same color
share a connection like that with branding, I think would be ingenious. But I could totally get on board with the Fury. Mm-hmm. I do like that. Good stuff there. Okay. So something for you out there to kind of chew on a little bit, that those patents have been filed for just this Tuesday. One more would you rather. Now that we are an NHL market, the Winter Classic, it could come here in a December or a January, like a New Year's Day. Unbelievable opportunity here to have a Winter Classic game. The question is, where would you host it? Would you rather? I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the Winter Classic at Rice-Eccles Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Lavelle Edwards Stadium?
What?
Or a brand new state-of-the-art Major League Baseball stadium?
Oh, I'll take that, too.
At the Power District.
I'll take that, too. Anything, we don't have to go, you know, past the corner of the mountain over there.
I'm just throwing this out there that, you know, Ryan Smith is... A BYU.
I understand
booster.
That.
You understand that. Ryan, there could be a connection there.
If I could sit down at his table, I would vie to keep it here.
There is more seats at Lavelle River Stadium. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
It's hockey. You don't need that many seats.
Yeah, well, if you saw some of the Winter Classic games and how many people come.
Oh, I've seen it. I've been in Pittsburgh.
It's nuts.
They've had it in Pittsburgh.
So they had it in Heinz Field.
Outside of Heinz Field.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where did they host it?
It's in the parking lot. It's a big parking lot.
They had it in the parking lot?
Because it's in between the baseball and that stadium. But that's where they held it.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it was awesome.
Mm.
It was awesome.
You know what? Of all those three, I do not care as long as we have it. How about that? That's my rather.
Take it there.
Let's just take it.
Oh, you take the easy road.
And the fact that on April 18th, 2024, we're talking about hosting a Winter Classic NHL game because we have an NHL team is blowing my mind right now, but it is real and it is happening. It is so cool. We're going to continue coverage of this historic day in Utah sports history. The NHL is coming to Utah. It is official. More details on that next. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.